for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back. Chuckies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. You may or may have some blinking light situation. Drab was trying to fix it, but we got a light that's apparently blinking. So you might notice that on Monumental Sports. Not sure. Hey, we're brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Neil Greenberg is going to join us, fill us in on what the Caps have been up to via the draft and what they're looking to do in free agency. That's coming up at 8:45. Remember, 9:25, give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Adam Sandler at Capital One Arena. That's coming up September 27th. Last year, Commanders had an amazing season. 12-5. They, of course, lose to the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. That game wasn't particularly close, but they did beat them in the regular season once. I have two Eagles-related stories. One, Saquon Barkley apparently was talking about the loss to the Commanders, and Saquon said that what happened after the game motivated them. He said, "We remember how they celebrated. If this was a college, they would have stormed the field." So apparently they're upset at the way that the Commanders celebrated that win. He said, "We kind of gave that game away. That's why you got to be careful what you do. We remember how they celebrated. If this was college, they would have stormed the field. That's what it felt like."
I was at that game. I don't remember the Commanders having some sort of wild celebration.
He might be thinking post-game. The crowd.
Okay, maybe. I mean, the crowd was definitely pumped that they beat the Eagles at home.
Well, of course. I can't remember.
As far as the team,
did you stay for the entire game?
Yes, because that game came down to the last play of the game.
He saw the ball go to Devontae Smith. He was and then he got sliced.
He saw him just boot the ball inexplicably, just dropped it.
The other story I have is Brandon Graham, who's defensive end. He's an older guy. I think he's 36, 37 years old. Only had 3.5 sacks last year. He was talking to a prominent streamer, it says here in the story. "I'm not familiar with the work of Janky Rando," but he's been described as a
Janky
prominent
Rando.
Streamer. Yes.
Now, hold on. That person is a prominent streamer? Is that what you're basically telling me?
Yes.
That's what it says in the story. He's a prominent streamer. And he's a Commanders fan.
I'm officially old. I've never heard of Janky Rando.
So Brandon Graham, again, defensive end for the Eagles, heard Janky Rando say, you know, we got Debo. Graham fired back. I wouldn't worry about him. He got to be in shape first. He don't look like he in shape right now.
I mean, this is something I know that we were talking about 2 weeks ago during one of the OTAs.
That's what we've been talking about since they made the trade.
I saw him in person.
His availability, because if you look on his, I guess there's a website that does injury status numbers, you know, how many games that they predict a certain player will miss. And for 2025, his chance of injury in 2025 is 87%. All right, you can say that for a lot of guys. But they say projected games missed 2025, 3.5. Now, that's a lot of games if he misses 3.5 games. I'm hoping it's going to be under that. But that's what the criticism is, that he hasn't been healthy the last couple of years and he's going to miss even more games this year. I hope they're wrong.
Look, he's playing for a mega deal. He wants to get paid. Yep. He wants one last huge contract before his NFL career is done.
Correct.
So I find it hard to believe he's not going to be supremely motivated to come in the best shape of his life to try to earn an extension from either the Commanders or another team. I find it hard to believe he's just going to show up fat and lazy and out of shape and hope he can work his way into shape during training camp.
Apparently, Terrell Owens,
I don't see that happening.
Hall of Famer Terrell Owens took shots at Debo too, saying he was out of shape. I'll say this. I was out of training camp. So I'm in person.
Mm-hmm.
Just for a few seconds.
Yep.
He walked right by me.
Yep.
If that's out of shape, I don't know what in shape is.
Right.
He has a different build than some of the other guys. Like, if he walks by and then you see Luke McCaffrey, totally different builds. I understand they play the same position, but you wouldn't say that he's out of shape. And I've been seeing some of these clips online. Can't remember what the context was, but he was just working out, running routes. He looked damn shifty and quick to me.
I've been saying it for weeks. This is just how he's built. Cakes disagrees with me. Cakes thinks he was a big fatty.
Look,
he's all thighs and ass.
There's an easy way to solve this, okay? Just have him walk onto a scale during training camp. He's listed at 6'215". And I know that last year he claimed that he was out of shape playing at 225 at times. Just walk onto a scale and just let everybody's fears.
All right, well, you know he's not going to do that.
I know he's not going to do it. Just walk on the scale and weigh 220 or less. That's all I'm asking.
I don't care what he weighs. He's going to put up numbers.
You don't care what he weighs?
Well, I mean, if he's 250.
Okay.
I don't care if he's 220 or 217 or 223. Mm-hmm. He's going, if he stays healthy and doesn't have a rib fracture or a shoulder fracture or pneumonia, he's going to put up numbers.
But if he puts up 600 yards, 3 touchdowns, because he's out of shape, that's a big deal. I mean, he's got to get in shape. He hasn't been in shape the last couple of years, at least I don't think. And what everybody was saying, like when all this came out about the routes, is you guys don't know anything. Those are walkthroughs. These are Twitter trolls.
Right.
Well, these are no longer Twitter trolls. These are Hall of Famers.
Right.
Or at least one of them is calling out Debo for being out of shape.
Yeah.
They're not Twitter trolls.
Right. These are accomplished players in the league.
I just think the reason he wasn't in shape the last couple of years is because the injuries kept him off the field. So, of course, he's not going to be in shape.
I'm sure that's a component of it.
You want to hear T.O.'s commentary?
Sure.
Two chicken nuggets, man, tipping the scale.
Oh, my. All right.
Hey, Debo, Mercado. I love Debo. Hey, man, Debo, we had a conversation.
What is he saying?
Two chicken nuggets from tipping over the scale.
Two chicken nuggets. All right. Well, but like Cake said, this is a big year for him. I mean, he's 29. Is he 29?
He's 29 years old.
All right. So, like you said, he needs another deal, whether it's a 2 or 3 year deal, before he's working on 1 year deals and exiting the NFL. So, he has to have a good year, stay in shape, stay healthy, stay on the field. He's got all the motivation in the world.
Tons of it.
And
I've already bet that he's not going to get extended by the Commanders.
I know you did.
I'm already on that side. That's just from watching 20 seconds of him during OTAs.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of a wild bet.
But you're right. If he has 600 yards and 3 touchdowns like he did last year, that's not what they want. But that's why I think he's going to be closer to what he had the year before.
Look, I'm no NFL scout, but in my limited time watching OTAs, he was returning kicks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think he's going to be the main kick returner, But I watched the other kick returners. They were rotating. They would take a kick from Matt Gay, and then they would try and burst through these holes. He looked like he was running as fast as anybody when I saw him get the ball.
I know nothing, but here's what I do know. I know that if I'm banking on Debo to be a compliment to Terry McLaurin, who's still not, doesn't have a new deal, which is not alarming yet, but it's getting closer to being alarming.
It'll get done.
I'm not having him return a single kick or punt. That's why you drafted Jalen Lane out of Virginia Tech.
Yeah,
I also wouldn't expose Austin Eckler and his head that dealt with repeated concussions last year to that punishment either. Those are guys that I'm relying on to surround Jaden Daniels on offense. I don't need those guys taking punt and kick return hits.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you.
All right, I just put up our Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. They are the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. Surfsides taste great. You can find them at your local bars and a convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The question is, and I think Cakes would answer yes, are you worried about Debo Samuel staying in shape?
Yes.
All right, so let me ask you this.
I want to vote 100 times.
Cakes, since you want to be right.
I'm going to vote on your computer, too.
Okay.
And Valdez's.
Since you want to be right on Debo, because you've claimed Debo's a fatty.
I want to be right on everything,
and
but
you
yes,
don't think, you don't think he's going to have the extension, so the Commanders won't sign him to an extension after this year.
Yeah.
Are you rooting against Debo?
No. Of course I'm not rooting against
You're
Debo.
You're not?
I'm not rooting against the Commanders.
But you just said you want to be right.
I do want to be right. I'm a conflicted person.
But in this particular case, do you want to be wrong?
Do you want to be wrong? Do you want Debo to put up 870 yards and six touchdowns?
I want Debo to have a good season with the Commanders. I would love for them
but
to resign.
But you think he won't.
But the early returns have not been great from what I've seen. So I'm hedging myself.
Eyes of the beholder, man.
I'm hedging myself
because
here.
Some people think he looks great. But others think he looks like a big fatty, like you and T.O.
Right.
All right, here's a... I'm gonna
I don't understand. You want to be right on that, but you're rooting for him. Okay.
I'm going to retweet this video from the Twitter account, at JDanielsMVP.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give him credit. And maybe he got this, looks like maybe he got this from Route God.
Okay.
Whatever. But I think he looks pretty good in this. Now, does he look thicker than some receivers? Than CeeDee Lamb, sure. But I don't think he looks out of shape.
Look, well, if he has 850 yards receiving and 300 yards rushing and scores 7 to 10 touchdowns, then I'm going to be eating a lot of crow over here.
Okay, all right. But you don't want to eat crow.
That's okay. I can live with that.
Yeah.
I've been wrong before. I can handle being wrong again.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I don't know when this was, but yeah, he looks pretty good there.
I mean, I'm not an NFL scout. An NFL scout might look at that same video and go, he's garbage, he's trash. Right. That was an impressive video to me. I just put it up at Junks Radio if you want to see. But you can also vote. Cakes is clearly a yes. You're a no?
Am I worried about his weight? No.
I just said, are you worried about him staying in shape? Because you could start shape, fall out of shape.
I don't think he's going to fall out of shape because he's going to be playing. Now, if he gets hurt and he misses 3 weeks, okay, he's going to probably be out of shape when he comes back. But I don't know. If he's playing, I'm not worried him being out of shape. No.
So we go to the phones?
Because he's going to be practicing every day.
Right.
Let's go to Eli in D.C. on line one. Eli, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
What's going on, fellas? I love the idea of him having a good season. I think for years, Washington's like, we need a bigger receiver. We need a bigger receiver. Yeah, he may not be 6'8", but I think he's going to spell that quarterback draw that Jaden likes to run on, like, these quick. We got this third. You can motion him into the backfield, and schematically you can do things with him that a secondary is going to be like, he's in shape all right. I don't care. If he's going to run through a secondary, if he's going to carry guys 7 yards down the line, if he's going to push a pile, if he's going to make you say, I got to put my foot in the dirt, and now he's too powerful for me to get up. There's certain attributes that comes along with that. Sure, you could say that we're going to have the coaching staff say, look, man, we're going to have to be on him to a certain degree, because you have to recognize NFL, there's never enough. He's never going to be able to do enough. So to a degree, you have to be comfortable, like, if we can keep his weight here and this is going to be his usage, you have to put the injury, put it into the books. If it's a possibility, what are we going to do? That's what we have to say. We can't be like, well, what happens if this is a great talent, get him on the field, make it happen. So I think that's what we just going to do, man. Forget what they say, they're scared. All the teams are scared. Philly knows what's really up. We got the best quarterback in the NFC East. They're really scared. They're going to talk that mess until they really see what's up. We're going to see him late in the year. Look at the tape. You see what he did to Philly. I quit Quinyon Mitchell. All right, young kid. He's going to run him over. That's what I think.
I think there's a possibility. I mean, you saw Jaden, I think, last week. This might have been from the Fanatics Fest or somewhere else. Just say that he looks forward to basically throwing a screen pass.
Right.
And Debo taking it to the house 80 yards.
That was at Fanatics Fest where there were 30,000 virgins begging athletes for autographs.
Jonin.
I am joning on grown men just packing whatever. I don't know what venue held it, but I mean, the guys just look thirsty. I mean, let's be honest. It's not the greatest look for grown men.
Are you worried about Debo?
No. I told you, I saw him. He looks good.
Yeah, I mean, if he's on the field, he's going to produce. Just is.
Look,
last year was a different story.
I'm a little bit worried about Debo, and if Debo doesn't pan out, then you know who I'm worried about? Adam Peters. then I start.
He's on your radar.
But he's not going to go 100% on every acquisition.
I'm well aware of that. I know it's not exact science. If Lattimore and Debo flop,
then there's some questions.
And then if Tunsil somehow face plants.
Of course.
Now, I don't think all of those are going to happen. I'm just saying that if they do, then the knives are going to be out for Adam Peters.
I can't believe how big of a Marshawn Lattimore fan I have become.
Is that because of Bickle?
All because of Bickle. Yeah.
You have to hype him up.
Because
he tears him down, you
because
hype him
he's
up.
So convinced that he's been a big bust acquisition after that trade. Man, I hope he's so good.
I'm willing to give Lattimore a year in the system when he's fully healthy. He's acclimated to it. He knows all the personnel. He knows all of Joe Witt's calls. Mm-hmm.
I and remember, Evie healthy. Was out on Cliff Kingsbury after game one.
Yeah, that's true. Right. Yeah, that team scored like 28.5 points per game.
All right, got to take a break. We've got Neil Greenberg joining us coming up at 8:45. But coming up next, Cakes' entertainment page. That's right. Cakes is back, giving us the latest celebrity scoop and gossip right here on the Junkies.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.